Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have the County Administrator for Crow Wing County, Tim Houle. He's also the Chair of the Board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you very much for having me.
Today, we're gonna sing some songs for unsung heroes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, what struck me this morning as I was preparing for the program was an event that came through Crow Wing County not that long ago in July that many of your listeners will have heard about, but it was a windstorm that came through, and it was almost as if the hand of God came down on Crow Wing County and knocked down a swath of forest stretching from Madden's on Gull Lake all the way over, you know, about 15, 20 miles east. It was a fairly, you know, small strip in comparison, but the devastation, I mean, it was trees turned into toothpicks. And that's a heavily populated area in our community, well-developed in the lakes area, heart of the lakes area of Minnesota. And of course, within a half an hour of that storm, our assistant highway engineer is posting out on Facebook, folks, stay out of this area. Highway 371 is down to one lane of traffic. Power lines are down everywhere. Stay out of the area. Within that same half an hour, it's an all hands on deck call from the Crow Wing County Sheriff's Department to get out on scene. And so people, you know, leaving the comforts of home and their family and hearth, many of whom live in the path of that destruction and devastation, to respond to other people's emergency. Our highway department, within an hour, it's all hands on deck, and they spent about, between those two units, our emergency management units, they spent about 14 straight days hauling debris, opening roads, helping to clear paths for the power line companies. We are so fortunate and blessed because we got assistance from neighboring counties who sent deputies or highway department crews to help without question, without any hesitation. That's what I'm thinking about today is the you know, just how grateful I am and how honored I am to be working with so many unsung heroes in our community, and hoping that maybe, just maybe today, your listeners might think about some of those unsung heroes. And if they run across one in the community, we have a new tradition, I think, in our land of when we see a veteran, that we thank them for their service. And nothing would please me more than to hear that listeners throughout your listening area took that same courtesy and extended it to some of the local public employees in our own community that are doing a great public service on all of our behalf.
Indeed, I think that's a great idea. Tim Houle is the Crow Wing County Administrator. He is also the chair of the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and he's been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thanks so much for having me. I hope you guys have a great day.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.